Surah An-Nisa, verses 101 to 104.
Wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. We are on page 131, beginning ruku number 15 of Surah An-Nisa. And we are in the fifth juz. Ayah 101. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa idha darabtum fil ard, falaysa alaykum junahun an taqsuru minas salah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, and when you travel through the land, there is no blame upon you for shortening the prayer. This ayah is about qasr salah. When a person is a musafir, the salah is reduced. And initially it was in circumstances of jihad. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has retained this concession for us. As we can see, in khiftum ayyaftinakum alladhina kafaru, especially if you fear that those who disbelieve may disrupt or attack you. So initially, the shortening of salah was for jihad purposes, traveling for jihad. But thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala retained the concession for general traveling. A musafir should shorten his salah if he is reading salah on his own. Innal kafirina kanu lakum aduwan mubina. Indeed, the disbelievers are forever to you an open enemy. We said if he's reading salah on his own, meaning if he does not join the jamaat where he is, if he joins the jamaat in an area, obviously he will read the salah in full. Ayah 102, this is about salah again, but it's salatul khawf, salah at the time of fear, when we are at war, but not necessarily fighting at that point in time. But two armies have confronted each other. And if the Muslims have to engage in salah all together at one time, there is a fear that they would be attacked by the enemy. So this ruling of salatul khawf applies when the entire army insists on reading salah behind one imam. Like in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the entire army wanted to read salah behind him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a format of salah, which is called Salatul Khawf. But if the entire army does not insist on reading Salah behind one imam, then obviously the army can be broken up into two and they can have two separate imams. But in the case of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they all wanted to read Salah behind him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this format of Salah, and we can see it as we go along. وَإِذَا كُنْتَ فِيهِمْ فَأَقَمْتَ لَهُمُ الصَّلَاةِ. And when you are among them, you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, among them as the commander of the army, and you lead them in salah. فَلْتَقُمْ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ مَعَكْ وَلْيَأْخُذُوا أَسْلِحَتَهُمْ. So the army will be divided into two. Then let a group of them stand with you in prayer, and let them carry their weapons also in salah. فَإِذَا سَجَدُوا فَلْيَكُونُوا مِنْ وَرَائِكُمْ. Then when they have made sujood, now they have shortened the salah, so they have read one rak'ah only. When they have completed sujood, let them be in position behind you to defend. And then, وَلْتَأْتِ طَائِفَةٌ أُخْرَى. So they read one rak'ah and they went to take their positions. وَلْتَأْتِ طَائِفَةٌ أُخْرَى. And let the other group then come forward which has not yet prayed. لَمْ يُصَلُّوا فَلْيُصَلُّوا مَعَكَ. Then let them pray with you. وَلْيَأْخُذُوا حِذَرَهُمْ وَأَسْلِحَتَهُمْ. And thereafter will let them take precaution as they do so, and they must carry their weapons. So each group will read one rakat with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So half the procedure is contained here, the rest is contained in the hadith, then they will complete the rest of their salah. This is when the entire army insists on reading salah behind one specific imam. وَدَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ تَغْفُلُونَ عَنْ أَسْلِحَتِكُمْ وَأَمْتِعَتِكُمْ فَيَمِيلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَيْلَةً وَاحِدَةً. وَدَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Those who disbelieve wish that you could be neglectful of your weapons and your baggage so that they could attack you with a single attack. وَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ. But there is no sin upon you If you are burdened either because of rainy weather, إِنْ كَانَ بِكُمْ أَذَمْ مِنْ مَطَرْ أَوْ كُنْتُمْ مَرْضَى, or if you are ill, there's no sin upon you or blame, أَنْ تَضَعُوا أَسْلِحَتَكُمْ, for putting down your weapons. وَخُذُوا حِذَرَكُمْ, but continue to take precaution at all times. إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَعَدَّ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا, indeed Allah has prepared a humiliating punishment for the disbelievers. فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةِ, when you have completed your salah, فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ قِيَامًا, remember Allah standing, sitting and whilst lying on your side, قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِكُمْ, ذِكَرْ in all states. فَإِذَا اطْمَأْنَنْتُمْ فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ, and when you are secure and at ease, establish salah in the regular fashion. That was an exception called salatul khawf. Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta, indeed salah has been ordained upon the believers at prescribed times and in the proper procedure. Wala tahinu fi ibtigha'i al-qawm, last ayah 104, and never weaken or slack in pursuit of the enemy. In takunu ta'lamun, if you are in pain and suffering, if you are sustaining wounds and injury, فَإِنَّهُمْ يَأْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَأْلَمُونَ, they are also in pain and suffering, just like your pain and suffering. They are fighting for a batil, a false cause, but they are also determined. So that is war, you will also sustain injuries, and they will also sustain. But there is a difference, you have the edge. وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ, but you have, you hope and expect from Allah what they have no expectations of at all. You are hoping for reward, for Jannah, for what you are doing. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا, and Allah is ever-knowing, all-wise. This is a summary of that ruku. Just do the tilawah. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَإِذَا ضَرَبْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَقْصُرُوا مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ إِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَن يَفْتِنَكُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ كَانُوا لَكُمْ عَدُوًّا مُبِينًا وَإِذَا كُنْتَ فِيهِمْ فَأَقَمْتَ لَهُمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَلْتَقُمْ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ مَعَكَ وَلْيَأْخُذُوا أَسْلِحَتَهُمْ فَإِذَا سَجَدُوا فَلْيَكُونُوا مِنْ وَرَائِكُمْ وَلْتَأْتِ طَائِفَةٌ أُخْرَى لَمْ يُصَلُّوا فَلْيُصَلُّوا مَعَكَ وَلْيَأْخُذُوا حِذْرَهُمْ وَأَسْلِحَتَهُمْ وَدَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ تَغْفُلُونَ عَنْ أَسْلِحَتِكُمْ وَأَمْتِعَتِكُمْ فَيَمِيلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَيْلَةً وَاحِدَةً وَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنْ كَانَ بِكُمْ أَذًى مِّن مَطَرٍ أَوْ كُنْتُمْ مَرْضَى أَنْ تَضَعُوا أَسْلِحَتَكُمْ وَخُذُوا حِذْرَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَعَدَّ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِكُمْ فَإِذَا اطْمَأْنَنْتُمْ فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا ولا تهنوا في ابتغاء القوم إن تكونوا تألمون فإنهم يألمون كما تألمون وترجون من الله ما لا يرجون وكان الله عليما حكيما آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك جزاكم الله خيرا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته